An Airdrie yoga studio is hoping to generate some good karma by offering free yoga classes to the public in exchange for voluntary donations in the form of food or funds, to be gifted to the Airdrie Food Bank and other local charities. The Yoga Junction will be donating all proceeds from the community karma classes, which are hosted on Fridays at 6 p.m., to the Airdrie Food Bank until February, when the charity of choice will then change to the Airdrie and District Victims Assistance Society, ADVAS. Jessica Jacobs, who opened the studio with her partner Tricia McDonald in 2021, said while the classes are free to attend, participants are encouraged to pay what they can in the form of a charitable donation. If it's $5 or $100, if it's a box of macaroni or a whole bag of groceries, it doesn't matter, she said. It's just pay or bring what you can. We want to make sure we can give back and support the community as much as possible, especially this time of year, but throughout the year. Jacob said the philosophy of yoga, which encourages giving back, caring for, and looking after the community as well as the mind and body, encourages acts of selflessness, and the free karma classes are part of that. We would really encourage anyone who's curious at all about yoga or who wants to explore what community looks like and feels like through yoga, to attend, she said. These are really great opportunities to do that. She added the classes, along with all other classes offered at the Yoga Junction, are accessible to anyone and everyone. People from all over the community come together, no judgment, no expectations, just creating community and doing some mindful movement, and then in the same breath, giving back, she said. Our motto is, you do you. We're not like Instagram yoga studios, it's not about doing headstands and pouring glasses of wine while taking selfies. It's about showing up on even the hardest, dirtiest, stickiest days. And if that means all you do is lie on your mat, that's perfect. Showing up for yourself is mandatory, but participation is always optional. According to Jacobs, the free classes are also part of each yoga teacher's journey to give back in the form of public service. Teachers will volunteer, not take a salary or wage to teach these classes, as a way to give back to their community, she said. It also gives yoga teachers who haven't had an opportunity to teach because they've just finished their training to give back in service. She added additional charities that will be chosen as recipients for the Karma classes include the Airdrie Boys and Girls Club, Airdrie Meals on Wheels, and North Rocky View Community Links. All of the charities, Jacob said, have a huge impact on the community in the form of their offerings, services, programs, and protection. Those five charities cover such a vast majority of what anyone and everyone in Airdrie could very well need at some point, she said. Without those charities in Airdrie, we would not be in a very good shape as a city. She noted for personal reasons, she selected the Airdrie Food Bank and other charities as the first recipients of the Yoga Junction's proceeds. I unfortunately grew up and utilized the food bank and a couple of other services, and I know what a huge impact they have on communities, she said. It's just so important for us to support them as much as they support us. Christine Taylor, marketing and communications manager at the Airdrie Food Bank, said donations are desperately needed at this time of year, as December typically marks the food bank's busiest month. She said she commends the full circle nature of the karma classes. What I love the most is karma giving and receiving, she said. You're giving a donation, and in return, you're getting an amazing yoga experience with some great yoga instructors, and you have that feeling of calm right before Christmas, which I think everybody needs. She added the food bank sees an increase in demand for food and hampers at this time of year, but they are especially seeing a higher demand during the COVID-19 pandemic. We're finding this year people are coming for regular food rather than a Christmas hamper, she said. They are out of food. Food costs have increased and will continue to increase with supply chain issues, so it means a lot to our community. Just as always, every little bit helps. One can of soup or $5,000, it all helps our community. Carmen Cundy, AirdrieToday.com. Follow me on Twitter at Carmen R. Cundy.